The time is 6:05 p.m. You are still listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin, 91.7 on your FM dial or online worldwide at koop.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show, radio's hour of unspeakable power. My name is David Hotta.
And my name is Mac Blake. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in, if you got something to say, the phone number is 472-KOOP. If you are unaware that they've put letters on numbers on the keypad of your phone, phone number is 472-5667. Anything said on this show is just the opinion of the person that said it. No one else. So shut up. This is the show that's the best friends your radio ever had. The Radio Lions. That's our lion noise, right?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Yeah, go ahead.
If you go to that lousy Austin Zoo,
yep.
It's probably one of those lions there.
Started off the show with Archers of Loaf and their song Web in Front. And after that...
Yes, and after that, we just heard Let's Wrestle from their album In the Court of Wrestling Let's, which is the dumbest name ever. But that was the song, We Are the Men You'll Grow to Love Soon, because that's what we are, Mac and David. How are you, half of that?
Hey, I'm doing really awesome, because I had an absolutely grueling week. Grueling. Yeah. You know what I had to eat during this week? Nothing but gruel. What is gruel, by the way?
Gruel is...
Is that the liquid that other food leaves behind?
Yes.
Poured into a bowl?
It's the stuff that sticks to a bowl of oatmeal that you just scrape and reheat.
I don't know what gruel is exactly, but I bet it has parts of rice and also some oats in it.
I'm going to say some sort of broth and some sort of meal.
Yeah. Meat leavings? Is that a thing?
Runoffs?
Yeah, I had a terribly tough week, but I totally slept in today, and
nice. It
was awesome, and it's amazing, and I have some stuff. Oh, we got a phone call right off the bat.
Couldn't wait to tell us what gruel is.
Yeah, KOP, you're on the air.
Oh, hi there. I was not planning on calling in this week because I call in too much, but you provoked me, and I had no choice.
Who says, well, first of all...
Kristen.
Of course it's Kristen.
Don't call the Austin Zoo lousy. It's a wonderful zoo. It's a rescue zoo.
I haven't been there. I feel like...
You need to take back that lousy, then, designation because you don't know, right?
I clearly don't know. Obviously, I don't know.
And you're, in fact, mistaken.
Well, that's not... That hasn't been proven yet. Do you sound tinny right now?
Yeah. You sound like you're... Maybe... Do I also sound like I'm from the future?
No. Just me.
I think that maybe when the phone goes off.
Kristen, is that something you can hear? Do I sound tinny right now?
Yeah, you do sound tinny.
Is your radio on or something, Kristen?
Not really. Okay, now it's all the way off.
Okay, how about no? That's still weird.
Well, then you can stop talking, dude.
Okay.
Well, good point, Kristen. The Austin Zoo is probably fabulous, and we will check it out one of these days.
Okay.
And you do not call in too much, by the way.
Oh, thank you very much for saying that.
Always enjoy talking to you.
You have a great day.
Oh, thanks. You too. Boom. See, look at that. That's how easy it is to join in today's conversation.
Now how do I sound? See, there, I sound fine now.
Yeah, you sound fine.
It was Kristen's phone. What does she know? I'm kidding.
That's how easy it is to join in the conversation today. 472-5667. Yeah. What were you going to... Oh, I was still talking about gruel.
Yes.
I had a tough week, but I slept in, and now I feel awesome. I had some stuff to work on this weekend, But you know what I did? I had all these other things I could have gone to co-op softball practice, and I just looked at my slate of things and I just canceled everything. Just being by myself, getting some work done. It's great. I also watched half of the movie 100 Million Years BC.
Oh, wow.
Today while I ate my breakfast and / lunch.
Uh-huh.
And that movie is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's...
I wouldn't show it to children because it would only confuse them. But that's the only people that would enjoy the movie. Except me and Raquel Welch.
Hello. I got to stop doing that. Okay. Well, that's good. That's good that you got to relax today.
Yeah. So. How are you, David?
Well, Gallant, I am your goofus because I am the exact opposite. I'm frazzled right now because I've been running around all morning.
Why? What have you been doing?
Well, I am.
What Blake are we doing?
What's so great? Well, I am without a car right now because of impending litigation, let's say. So I have to sort of consolidate all of my errands into the day when I can actually borrow or rent a car, as I did today. On top of that, I am headed to Houston right after this show for a children's birthday party. Children's being plural because it is three children at once sharing this birthday party. So I have to buy them all presents. I also have to do just a bunch of assorted stuff. I'm doing a project for my brother that I cannot talk about, but I want so badly to talk about. So I had to get equipment and stuff together for that. I had to do some show prep today.
All right, you win. You're busy.
I'm just saying, you asked, I'm frazzled. But something great happened today. I went to the mall, which has it all.
Which mall did you go to?
I went to Barton Springs Creek.
Cheater. Go ahead.
What's it called? It's Creek or Springs?
It's Barton Creek Mall, I believe.
I always forget this stupid town. Don't call in. I love this town. I went to a store that I will not divulge the name of because that'll give away some sort of birthday surprise to buy a present.
Spencer Gifts.
Well, it does have gifts in the name, and it's right next to Dippin' Dots. So I went to the store that has hip clothes for kids, and it's got like pop punk playing really, really loud.
Oh my God. But no, you didn't.
But the best thing was,
I thought you liked these kids you're going to.
That's what they want, okay? They won't understand it for another 5 years.
They want some shirts with like Stewie on them.
Yeah,
Family
pretty much.
Guy.
They
some
want
Twilight posters.
A giant Scarface screen print. The funny thing was, I went to this young hip store, and the gal working there was no gal at all. She was easily in her late 40s, early 50s. And she was the only one working on a Saturday. That's the thing I felt bad about. The thing I wanted to stick around for and like completely mess up my day plans is as I was waiting to purchase, there was a guy behind me who walks in with a bag for the store and flip-flops in them. And his intention was to return those flip-flops. And I wanted to see how this went. Because you don't return flip-flops. Like, you either wear them and you're like, oh, this is a good fit. But you're never supposed to be like 100% happy with flip-flops. And even if you're not, find another $8. Just go buy another set of flip-flops. Like, nobody wants...
$8? I would totally return an $8 purchase.
But, an $8 purchase. But would you return flip-flops that you were unsatisfied with?
I feel like, that is the better argument because... Who's satisfied with flip-flops? They're flip-flops. They are what they are.
Would you buy flip-flops with the knowledge that someone wore these previously?
That's like if you spent just a little bit of money on like a glass to drink out of, and you drink out of it, and you're like, oh, geez, it holds water, but I don't really like it.
Yeah,
like, exactly. You knew what it was when you got it, buddy.
Yeah, you just put things on your feet that'll keep pebbles out of your toes. That's all you need. But like, I really wanted to see how this went.
Did you hate the skin between your first and second toe? Well, then congratulations. You own flip-flops now.
God, I hate flip-flops. They are the worst. The worst. But the fact that this guy was like, that's it. I'm going back to the mall. Get in the car. We're going to the mall. We're returning these flip-flops. Really wanted to see how that went.
And how did it go?
I had so much to do. I couldn't even stick around. Well, I mean, what am I going to do? Like, stand off to the side and be like, your move, Captain, and just watch this whole thing unfold?
Did I already talk about this? How during South by Southwest, I would pass people, and I would hear the first snippets of conversation, and I was like, oh, I wish I could just keep walking after you.
Yeah.
Did I talk about on the radio show, though?
You did not.
Okay. Because there was that one where the woman goes, so Austin is like, and then I kept walking. I was like, no, what is she going to say? A cool Dallas? Like, I don't know. I don't know. Come back. Let me stick my, shut up, Mac.
Or what we established, Austin is the F around capital of the world.
Yes. You know, it's funny that you got called out for taking a soft jab at something you've never been to, because I was totally going to make fun of you today on the intro. I was going to say like, oh yeah, the opinions in the show are just those who said it. So stop calling co-op. Like when David last week was making fun of that one charity. That was the that was the lie I was going to say at the beginning of the show. I forgot to say it, but look at it. It worked out anyway.
Look, I just remember people, because I've never been to that zoo. I'm not a zoo guy.
That zoo is pretty far away.
Is it?
Yeah.
But I just remember people complaining about it. That's all I've ever heard about that zoo is complaining. And I was about to say, why do we need zoos now when we have the internet? But if it's a rescue zoo, you win, Kristen. That's a pretty good zoo.
How does the internet trump zoos?
I know what an elephant looks like now.
Do you know what an elephant smells like, though?
I do because I went to a zoo once.
The San Antonio Zoo is awesome if for just this one reason, in that every 5 feet, there's a different make-your-own-wax souvenir machine. And you're like, I want a wax dolphin. Even though there's no dolphins at the San Antonio Zoo, you could put in your 50 cents, and it would just pour wax into the shape and then give you like a hot wax dolphin, which that sounds like a weird
hair removal technique. Welcome to hair removal spa. What would you want? I'd like a hot wax dolphin. Oh, you got it.
Here's another thing about like zoos that I
thought you were going to say. Here's another thing about
hot wax dolphins.
Hot waxing. But
which,
go ahead.
Which would be a great rockabilly name. I find myself constantly like seeing stuff through adult eyes now. And so like wanting to apologize to my parents for putting them through crap that I did when I was a kid. If you go to a zoo and you go to like the gift shop, they have like these stuffed animals of all these majestic animals that you just saw at the zoo. But they are three times the price of if you just go to a toy store on the way home and pick these up. But you got to get something from the zoo. It's a souvenir. So like, I feel bad for putting my parents through that. I was like, I want that panda now. And like they had to pay an exorbitant amount of money for it.
There are these moments. I hope everyone goes through these. It's when it will happen to me when I started working. Mm-hmm. Like I was working at a movie theater at the time and I worked for like X amount of hours. And then I went and I put gas in my car and I was like, man, I just worked 5 hours and all of it went to pay for gas. And then like this little light goes on in your head and you like go home and you look at your CDs and you're like, wow, to buy these, to buy this Big Head Todd and the Monster CD, my dad had to work an hour or something like that. Or, you know, or how are we like, you know, you look at like your CD collection, you're like, okay, well, you know, I got these for money that my parents gave me or my parents bought them for me or something. And you're like, wow. So my dad like worked this entire week just to buy me these, you know, whatever. And it's sort of like this sobering, like you just want to go and be like, I'm so sorry that
totally
I'm blowing money because I'm a stupid teenager that doesn't know anything.
Yeah. And like the biggest scam was like back to school clothes. Like, why was I so hung up on getting new clothes for school? I could just wear this like. The shirt I'm wearing now I've had for 7 years.
Man.
Like, I don't know where that switch was. My head just be like, this still fits. It's still clean. Just wear it again.
I don't know why I was so against uniforms as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're talking about sending me and Calvin and my other sister, or my older sister, excuse me, to this one school that had uniforms. And we're like, no, we don't want to go there. Public school forever or something. But man, uniforms would have been so great.
That'd have been sick.
You know exactly what you're wearing every day. There would be that, no, like, look at the closet. There's no like, hey, look at me. I have a Tommy Hilfiger shirt. Hey, look at you. You got a, you know, 18 sports shirts.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you don't even like the Texas Rangers. Punch. There's no more like class warfare with the clothes.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, maybe the shoes. You still got something there.
Yeah. You're wearing Tommy Hilfiger. Let's give you an eating disorder.
I actually had a shirt. This is really embarrassing. I had a picture of the Pillsbury Doughboy on it, and it said Tummy Poke Finger. I had that shirt in high school.
We bought bootleg Polo and Tommy Hilfiger shirts from a lady at my mom's work, and they were the best shirts ever until they fell apart in the rain.
It just rained on them and they fell apart?
Just the arm comes off.
Wow. Emperor's got some clothes. Hey, you want to take a break?
Sure.
So Beck is doing this thing called the Record Club or Record Club. I don't care. And it's kind of a lot of fun where he gets a bunch of musicians together and they pick an album and they try and get as much of that album recorded as they can in one day.
Mm-hmm.
And like one, I forget what it was, but it was like Wilco and Feist were in there for one and they pick some album and it's a lot of fun. But at the same time, I'm kind of like, hey, Beck, all this money that you're blowing on studio time, why don't you try and make your own album?
Yeah.
That would be better. But at the same time, I cannot deny the fun of, I think it is Beck, The Liars. Who else is on this thing? Or it's Beck featuring St. Vincent, The Liars, and Os Mutantes. And, or I said that very well. They did an NXX album, and this is Guns and Sky, an NXX cover. That was a really long explanation. More Masked Wedding Show after this, right? But first, there's like some wacky noise, and then the song starts. More Masked Wedding Show after this.
NXX Kick, 1987.
Yay, we're back. Am I?
Yep.
My headphones, they suck.
That was Beck and his friends, The Liars, St. Vincent and Os Mutantes, with that NXS cover Guns in the Sky, part of Beck's Record Club thing. Check it out if you want to. Beck.com is the address.
Yep.
Lots of fun. Oh, how's it going, David?
Better now.
Better? It was an awesome last 10 minutes since I last asked you how it was going.
Yeah, well, I'm not getting yelled at in the past 10 minutes, so a lot better.
Well, just wait! So, Marvel Comics.
Here we go.
Well, let me preface this by saying, I gotta quit reading comic books.
Why?
Here's why. Oh. Boing! Oh, look at that! So, Marvel Comics did this thing where they put the Green Goblin, aka Norman Osborn, was like in charge of the sort of like peacekeeping force. Mm-hmm. And it kind of made sense for a while. Anyway, Marvel Comics in general kind of dark for a while. And it sort of made sense because it was kind of a reflection on how things were kind of going. You know, like, because we had the government tapping everyone's phones. Not everyone, but, you know,
right.
That kind of thing. Hey, because Bush was a pretty lousy president. And things like civil liberties were being talked about.
Sure.
As being taken away from us. That kind of thing.
Right.
But nowadays, you got a president that a whole bunch of people like. And, you know, his entire campaign of hope or whatever. And sure, the economy's in the turlet. Mm. And if I say the word healthcare, people want to shoot me.
Yes.
Or marry me.
Right.
And so we're not so much worried about, I'm not saying that these threats don't exist, but, you know, like terrorism and national security is not the number one topic all the time.
They got moved to the back burner somehow.
Yes.
Yes.
And so Marvel Comics is like, you know what? It's not like we're going to have, you know, the X-Men debate healthcare reform, but things are kind of looking up. People seem to like Obama. I know I feel more hopeful with him in the office. Maybe I should stop making generalizations, just talk about myself. But yeah, Obama, that guy, when he got elected, it was like, oh man, new day. It's like that thing Carchetti promised on The Wire. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Carchetti said a new day.
That's how he got elected.
Yep.
And then what happened?
Oh, the schools ran out of money, just like how the economy crashed.
Yeah.
In the real world, but whatever. And so Marvel is doing this new thing called like the Heroic Age. Where instead of things being so GD depressing in their comic books, things are going to be happy now. Like, for instance, their number one super team, like the government turned against them and they were outlaws. Well, now they're heroes again. Yay, everyone's happy. Sure.
Okay.
And so they're relaunching these new comics. Like Avengers is coming back with a new number one. Mm-hmm. In case you don't know, if you don't read comics, it's fine. Avengers is Iron Man, Thor, and Captain America, and some other people. Mm-hmm. They're also launching a book called New Avengers, or relaunching it. And they're sort of changing around a couple different lineups. And so Marvel, in terms of doing this promotion, is announcing the lineups to these things. And it's like, oh, hey, guess who's in the Avengers now? Spider-Man and Wolverine. Hey, guess who's in New Avengers now? Spider-Man and Wolverine. Mm-hmm. Guess who's now also going to be on the X-Men besides Wolverine? Apparently Spider-Man.
What?
I don't know. There was like a teaser picture that very much said that that was the case.
I don't like that.
But here's why. Man, if I was a kid and I was reading this, I'd be like, whoa, Spider-Man's in the X-Men? Cool. Whoa, I can read a comic with Spider-Man, Wolverine, and Cyclops? That's great. Mm-hmm. But now as an adult, I'm just like, where does Spider-Man find the time?
Yeah.
What is he doing? How does Wolverine make money? Like, this is what I'm more interested in. I would be more interested in a comic where they talk about how Wolverine makes money.
Yeah.
Like Wolverine gets his clothes burned off a lot. How does Wolverine drive? I mean, are the X-Men so weird? Do they give him like his own X-Men credit card? Can he put stuff on that? How does he do this? And the thing with the Marvel Comics is like, you know, they try and like make this cohesive universe or whatever. And it's all sort of like got to make sense and fit in. And then I spend like more brain power worried about that. Like, oh, well, if Spider-Man was here at this point, how could he be there? But yeah, like that is what I'm more concerned about. Like, I think we even talked about this on one of the last couple shows. Like, I think the Hulk like destroyed New York and be like, how come the government isn't doing more things to help those people in New York after the Hulk destroyed it?
Yeah. How come every issue of the Hulk after the Hulk destroys New York is about like, how come it's not about the recovery effort?
Yeah, but then again, you know why it's not? Because those boring. That is boring. Nobody's like, hey, this guy in spandex is beating the crap out of people. How does he get paid?
Yeah.
Like, no one cares about that. only me, because I'm comics have had their effect. That like comics work is done with me. Mm-hmm. Like now I just want like, you know, like, I don't know what am I, it's like they've, what the sort of wide-eyedness that I had with that kind of stuff. It's been used up. Now I just care about details. Now I'm just like, hey, yeah, when does the thing play video games? Like this is all like, do they pass out laser rifles to the cops? Do the cops have laser rifles?
How come Clark Kent has been fired by now? Because he's running off an awful lot.
He actually did get fired once.
What?
Yeah.
How come I don't have that issue?
Wait,
I'm a grown man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a grown man. I got that issue. It's a miniseries called 52. It's pretty good.
I know that one. Yeah, that year-long miniseries. Here's the thing I don't like about the... Yeah, I don't know. It's just, it's too much of an investment now at this point for me to like... Because every once in a while, I'll get the itch to like jump into comic books. So like, yeah, I kind of miss that.
But you know what? Here's the thing. You don't have to do that. You don't have to buy like 8 comics at once.
Okay.
I mean, Marvel, it's... Because here's the thing. Like, the iPad came out, right?
Yes.
And Marvel has this new iPad app where you can read comics on it. And supposedly it looks pretty good. Mm-hmm. But they're selling you the issues, I think, of like, well, a couple bucks off their cover price.
Okay.
I'm going to say. But it's not like a super mass discount.
Mm-hmm.
And they're talking about like, oh, wow. So, you know, 700,000 people bought iPads. That's 700,000 potential readers. Because you know how many comic book stores are in this country? I think like 3,000. That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
That's not that much. But like the way that... they package the books and sell them in bookstores is, you know, you give you with that, you get a big chunk of one person, hopefully one author or one writer team telling a story. And then that's all you need. I mean, that's why it's so hard to adapt these things into movies sometimes, is because you got like 35 years of stories. And comic books, their job is to just keep things going. It's almost like a soap opera.
Yeah.
Because it's like you can't kill Spider-Man. Their main concern is you got to sell a Spider-Man comic every month.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to make sure that character has development or it's interesting. You just have to sell it every month.
Yeah.
And so, in a way, I mean, it's your handicap, but it seems like there's a current crop of writers that are able to do that and do it really well. So, bottom line, comic book's still good, David. Yay!
Is that where we came out?
Sure, why not?
That's where we came out of this.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, because, like, it really is, there's, like, you're not allowed to make a certain leap. Because they are just trying to sell them every month. This is Comic Talk, by the way, 4725667. Was that the right number? That was.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you know my phone number? Can you say it out loud?
Yeah, I could.
I can't say yours.
Really?
Yeah. They're having a cell phone with all those contacts in it. I know no one's number.
Yeah, well, because I had to fill out some paperwork, and you came up. And I was like, oh, I know this. Boop, 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 boop.
What kind of paperwork? Do I own something now?
Yeah, me.
weird.
Yeah, it was weird. I wish I hadn't filled that paperwork out. Here's what I'm saying. You got to sell comic books every month, but the rule is like, don't kill the character because we have to bring them back next month. But you can do everything else. Like, you can destroy cities and that city will be fine next month. But what if like there's a storyline where it's like, you know what would be the best end game for this storyline is if he died. But you can't do that. Like,
well, you can do it, but you have to have a pretty good like, you know, backup story to that. You can't kill a character and then leave.
No, you can't. Or no, you don't. Because when Superman died, that was the dumbest resurrection storyline. Like, oh, there's 4 Supermen scattered throughout the world. One has long hair. What's going to happen? That angered me. That was when I jumped off.
Yeah, but, you know, it's a whole lot of comics, which they are happy with. But, man, there was that trend there where they killed Superman, and it got all this like mainstream media attention. I bought 4 copies of each of the 6 parts of that thing, or 7.
Yeah,
didn't see that Justice League coming issue of Justice League. But I started this like really weird and sort of sad and crappy trend where they'd do horrible things to their main characters.
Mm-hmm.
Like Batman had his back broken, and he was replaced for a while.
Yeah,
Green Lantern went insane, and all this stuff.
Wolverine had his skeleton ripped out.
Well, that was Marvel. They weren't doing as much of that kind of stuff.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, I'm a Marvel man.
I know you are.
I'm a totes a Marvel man.
With your Marvel bias.
By the way, Free Comic Book Day is coming up. Get yourself some free comics if you like that kind of thing. I like to go to Austin Books. There you go, AB. Just saying.
What is this?
Nothing. I was just thinking the other day about how much I like that place. That's all. It's just my opinion.
No, totally. Yeah.
It's totally my opinion.
It is totally your
You
opinion.
May be a Dragon's Lair guy.
Yeah.
If you like playing the games.
You
like rolling dice, pretending you're... giant elf with an axe. That's fine.
I didn't realize that place was open till midnight. I just heard that last night. And I never knew that. And that's awesome to me in a weird way.
I'll tell you, there have been definite times when I've been like, ah, I want some comics, but it's 8 p.m.
Yeah.
I guess I'll go out and meet friends.
Yeah, well, like, I mean, just if there was a place like that when I was younger, like, just, oh, it's 11 o'clock. I guess I'll go to the comic book store. Yes.
It kind of makes me mad when I can't buy things late at night.
Uh-huh.
Like, oh, man, this place is closed. What if I want to buy something now? Idiots.
Yeah. If I had my way, I mean, like, I'm talking all phases of life. I would work from like, I would work from like 12 midnight to like 8 in the morning.
Yeah.
And then like I would sleep, and then I would just, I would basically, I'm nocturnal is what I'm saying. So it bothers me when like I come home from work and like take a nap and I'm raring to go again at like 9 p.m. and everything's closed. I wish there was like this weird like leaky part of town that just had stuff open late.
I forget which part of town I was in, but I really wanted a pizza and it was really stinking late.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, why isn't there a 24-hour pizza place right here, right now? Or for that matter, like a 24-hour video store.
Yeah.
All things need to be available at all times.
Seriously. We're at that point now in life. We can do this.
And don't be like, well, you can download it off of iTunes or
not the same.
Netflix or Redbox. Not the same. I want to walk down and look at shelves of horror movies I've never heard of and giggle.
Yeah, exactly.
At their covers. You know, tell me how to live. Fictional person.
You know what's funny? But saying that, like, stuff in Austin is open a lot later.
Oh, yeah.
Than it should be sometimes. So much so that, like, I was here for a while, and then I graduated college. I went to college, sorry. And then I moved back to Houston for a little while. Everything in Houston, like, closed at, like, 10 or 11. That drove me insane. Like, even, like, I'm just going to throw a name out there. Taco Cabana, which, as we all know, is this haven of 24-hour food around here. But
certain Taco Cabanas.
Certain Taco. The ones that are important.
That's a crapshoot, by the way.
Well, that's a weird choice of words, but yes, that's true. Yay, me.
Shaking my head at you
look
right now.
Look at me, Mac.
No.
I'm
going to look over here at the clock.
But
count down the minutes.
Oh, wow. but yeah, it drove me nuts when I moved back to Houston. I was like, oh, man, I'm hungry. Let me go closed. I need something to do. Let me go rent up closed. And like, I don't know. It was very sad. And I couldn't wait to get back here. Just because of Taco Cabanas.
What were you talking about right before this?
Marvel Comics.
No. Right before you talked about Houston.
Dragon's Lair.
Videos.
Video store. 24-hour pizza.
Oh, yeah. Pizza. I'm not going to say the name of it. It's next to campus and kind of next to Toy Joy. But my favorite crappy pizza place closed.
Mm-hmm. Why can't you just say it?
Well, because I'm going to talk bad about its owner.
Owner of what? He doesn't own anything anymore.
Oh, touche.
Oh, my God. I hope I don't get beat up for that.
But
that
he was like, really nice, but in a super creepy way. And I always kind of like going in there.
Because,
mm-hmm. like, he'd kind of like, he, you know when people are like, hey, how's it going, David? But then there's people like, David, how's it going?
Like, really concerned?
Yeah, like, how are you? I'm good. No. How are you? But I always get the second from him.
Uh-huh.
And his hands are always so caked in dough.
How did you... Why were you even going in person
there? Caked in flour. Because it's cheaper when you called in and did the pickup.
Dude, here's the thing.
Plus, they're on my way home and they're open till 3.
Oh, okay. Because...
God, I love that place.
My favorite terrible pizza place was Gumby's because it was open till 4 on the weekend.
They had a huge pizza there, too.
Yeah, they did. And it was the worst. But it got the job done. And I miss just people getting the job done, even if it's not great.
I miss being able to walk over there stone drunk and order food.
And they were okay with it because they saw that every night.
They were actually doing me a favor. Get some food in me.
Yeah.
Soak up that booze. But I'm not like that anymore. I cleaned up my act.
Sure.
I'm an adult now. But I still like some really late night pizza.
Yeah.
From my favorite pizza place, which is no longer open.
This has been the saddest segment ever, I think.
I believe the lack of phone calls is sort of
it's a harbinger.
Well, I was going to say, is that a comic book reference?
Yeah.
That was it's a tacit underlining
yeah.
of the segment. Of
yeah, because we talked comic books. We talked late night pizza. I made a lowbrow joke.
Although comics and late night pizza sounds like an awesome way to spend a night, though.
Sounds like a great night. I'll tell you what, every once in a while, I'll do that. I'll just like, look, this is just about me tonight. And I'll just I'll have one of those nights where I eat an entire pizza and read comic books. Why am I finishing this sentence?
You didn't have to tell us that, but you did. But you did.
Because that's what I do for the listeners.
Let's play some more music.
Okay.
So I don't even know if this thing ever got released, but Danger Mouse and Sparkle Horse did this project called Dark Night of the Soul. Did you ever hear about this?
Yeah, I did.
He's going to be accompanied by pictures from like David Lynch.
Mm-hmm.
But I think EMI, that record label, didn't want Danger Mouse releasing it.
Right.
And now Mark Linkus has killed himself.
Yeah.
So Lord knows what happened with this thing. But I mean, you can find it on the internet. Because you can find everything on the internet except late night pizza. We can probably find a way to get late night pizza. Here's this little girl featuring Julian Casablancas, Danger Mouse, Sparkle Horse, More Mascot Wedding Show. After this, right? Correct. Wow, we're on MySpace just in time! Just in time! Oh my god! Gotta shake off that last super sad segment. Cause this is a I don't care! So how's it going? Oh. Hello? Oh, did I unplug my headphones? I thought the sound went off, but I just unplugged my headphones. Oh, and David is laughing at me. Anyway, we got a phone call. Oh my goodness. KOP, you're on the air.
Mac Blake, please.
Yeah, this is Mac Blake. What can I do for you?
Mac, yeah, this is Chip Fitterich over at Laser Lagoon. I'm calling about a discrepancy with your account that needs to be resolved.
I think you have the wrong number. This is a radio show.
I think I have the right number. This is Mac Blake, right? You live in Sunken Valley. You live at the Valley Breeze Apartments at 14385 Nimitz.
Actually, I haven't lived there in like 7 years.
But you did live there at one time, correct?
Yeah. Who did you say you were again? I missed that part.
I'm Chip Fitterich with Laser Lagoon.
What's Laser Lagoon?
We're a video rental place in Flat Valley.
Well, I live in Sunken Valley, and I hardly ever go to Flat Valley, so there must be a mistake.
No mistake. Our records indicate that you've had an account with us since 2001, back when the store was located on DeGaulle Street in Sunken Valley.
Wait a second, 2001. Do you mean Laserdisc Lagoon?
That's right.
Yeah, that is right. You've been closed since 2001.
That was when we closed the Sunken Valley location. Then we relocated to Flat Valley and reopened in 2002.
And you changed your name to Laser Lagoon.
That's correct.
I don't understand why you changed your name. Why Laser Lagoon?
Well, Mac, because Laserdiscs aren't very popular anymore, so we changed our name to keep up with the time.
Yeah, I get that, but why not change it to, like, Video Lagoon or DVD Lagoon?
Well, because it was cheaper to remove letters from our existing sign than it was to buy a whole new sign.
All right, then why not just change the name to Disc Lagoon? You know, how is anyone supposed to know what you sell at Laser Lagoon?
Well, because, Mac, if we change the name to Disc Lagoon instead of Laser Lagoon, then we lose the alliteration. And part of savvy marketing is having a catchy name with alliteration. Think about stuff like Krispy Kreme or Papa John's.
Well, you mean like Jimmy John's.
That's a good one, too, yeah.
Jimmy. No, but you said Papa John's. When I think maybe you meant to say Jimmy John's.
No, I meant to say Papa John's. It's a chain of pizza restaurants.
Yeah, I know what Papa John's is. What I'm saying is that Papa John's isn't an alliteration.
Yes, it is. It has the P sound.
Yeah, but alliteration means that more than one word starts with the same letter, not the same sound appearing more than once. So it is not an alliteration.
Right. Papa John's.
Wait a second. All right, you mean to tell me that pizza restaurants are called Papa John's?
That's correct.
You don't think it would make more sense if the place was called Papa John's? Because those are two actual words. Pa John's are not two words. Well, I mean, pa is one, but not pa John's.
So wait a second. So the place is called Papa John's.
Yeah, named after the owner whose name is John, I believe.
Huh.
Why did you think it was called Papa John's?
I don't know. I just figured it was some sort of Italian expression, like the way mangia means eat it.
I don't think that's right.
Mange is also the name of a chain of pizza restaurants.
Yeah, I know that, but I don't think that's what
Mange
that means.
Being Italian for eat it.
Okay, that's the part that's wrong. Look, I don't have time to discuss this. Can I call you back another time so we can discuss this late fee that I don't owe?
I'm actually not allowed to get off the phone with you until we resolve this issue.
What do you mean you're not allowed?
We've tried contacting you, and you've been unresponsive, so you've been red flagged as a video flight risk.
You've never tried to contact me. This is the first I'm hearing of any of this.
Well, that's not true. We sent you a message to your MySpace page.
Oh, well, there's your problem. We don't really touch the MySpace page anymore, so that's kind of a dead end.
Uh-huh. When was the last time you checked your page?
God, I don't know. Maybe once this year, right at the beginning. I mean, David might have been on it last month, maybe. I don't know.
Okay, that is a problem.
Why? When did you try to contact me?
About 20 minutes ago.
So you sent me a message 20 minutes ago, and when you didn't get a response after 20 minutes...
You became a flight risk.
And you red-flagged me.
I panicked.
Okay, well then, why don't you unflag me, and I'll call you back when the radio show is over. How about that?
Well, I can't do that.
Yeah, why not?
Because that's what all flight risks say.
All right, well, stop calling me a flight risk.
How about a red flag?
How did you get this number anyway? How do you even know I'm here?
Oh, I'm a big fan of the show.
Wait, you're a big fan of the Mascot Wedding Show?
Yeah, I've been listening since you were only 30 minutes long.
Oh, wow. Well, I guess you are a big fan of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. So thanks for listening.
Well, hey, no problem. It's a fun show. So, when your name came up in the database, I thought it might be you.
And so you thought you'd basically just going to hijack my show until we settle my account.
It's policy, yeah, I have to.
And what if I just hang up now? Does anyone ever just hang up on you?
Yeah, and you can do that, but we have your number now.
Well, this isn't my number, it's the radio station's.
And we have your coordinates, too.
What do you mean by coordinates?
We know exactly where you are right now.
Well, I mean, that's not that hard. I'm at the radio station, obviously. The address is on the website.
Well, look, I'm sorry. We have you triangulated. Normally, we don't go to these measures, but you are a flight risk.
Well, that's pretty creepy that you have to say that. And please stop calling me a flight risk.
That's what you want.
Wait, hold on. Wait a second. Laserdisc Lagoon on De Gaulle Street?
That was our old location. We're in Flat Valley.
Yeah, I know, but because the one on De Gaulle Street closed. Yeah, I remember this now. Okay, I rented a video there for a class I was taking, and the guy behind the counter told me not to bother returning it because the store was closing down anyway.
That's probably true.
Yeah, it is true. And then a couple days later, the store had closed, so his prediction came true.
That is definitely true.
Okay, so now what do you want? You want to pay thousands of dollars in late fees?
No, Mac, of course not. That would be way too much to ask of anyone. What we do want is for you to cover the retail price of the movies you rented so that we can buy new copies.
Do you just want your copy back? You know, I think I still have it in the box somewhere. I could just mail it to you if that works.
Well, that does work. Let's make sure first that we know the movies in question. Do you remember what you rented?
Yes, I did. I rented Ordinary People for my psychology class that was taken at the time.
All right. Hold on. Oh, I love that movie. Yeah. Bette Midler's really great in that.
Oh, Bette Midler's not in it. You might be thinking of Ruthless People. She was in that.
No, Ruthless People is the one with Danny DeVito.
Yeah, Danny DeVito and Bette Midler.
They've never made a movie together.
Yes, they did, and it was called Ruthless People.
Mac, if they made a movie together, it would have made $200 million.
I'm not sure at all where you're getting that, but okay, look, I'm pretty sure I could find the copy of Ordinary People I rented. I'll find it, I'll send it to you, and if I can't find it, I'll send you a check. Does that work?
That's fine.
All right, well, then I'll just talk...
People, but there's also the matter of the other videos you rented that day.
I didn't rent any other videos that day.
Hang on. Oh, I see. You probably don't want to talk about this on the radio.
I don't understand. There's nothing to talk about.
Well, I'm looking at the names of the other movies you rented, and they're pretty disgusting.
Those aren't mine because... I didn't rent anything else, and I'm 100% positive I never rented anything disgusting or filthy from you.
Yeah, a couple of real pants warmers here. But listen, one way or another, we're going to get our money for these movies.
How many movies were there?
There were two.
And what were they?
Do you really want me to say on the radio?
Is it clean for the radio?
Oh, they're clean, but your reputation won't be.
Well, I didn't actually rent them, so I think we'll be fine.
Okay, hold on. One of the movies is called Gator Bait, and the other one is called Night Eyes 3.
Okay, so that's not even... I thought you were going to say I rented, like, you know, like porn. But those are just, like, some softcore, like, Cinemax movies.
That's right, yeah.
Oh, okay, you know, actually, I remember. I didn't rent those. The guy behind the counter gave them to me.
That can't be right.
Yeah, he said the store was closing in a few days anyway, and then he gave me those movies, and he said one of the most vulgar things I've ever heard in my life.
So you do have those movies?
No, I threw them in the garbage as soon as I walked out the door.
Oh, I wish you hadn't done that.
Well, I wish your staff hadn't given me free smut.
Uh-huh, then we're going to need you to pay for those because you were responsible for them.
Like, how am I responsible for stuff I was given for free?
You touched them last.
What is this, kids' rules? Trying to figure out whose turn it is to do the dishes?
I'm sorry, it's our policy.
So wait, you have a policy about who touched things last?
That is correct.
You know what? God, you've just killed the last segment of the show. I'm so tired of this conversation, I will actually pay for it to end. How much do I owe for these movies?
Well, they were both VHS, and the retail on those is about $99 each.
What? That is insane.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's how much they cost us, and you're the one who lost them.
Wait, so I owe you $200 to replace movies that nobody cares about in a format that nobody uses.
That's not true. We still get a lot of people asking about them. I mean, those are some choice erotic thrillers.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah, well, I always feel bad when I have to tell the people that Mac Blake rented them and never...
Okay. Oh, buddy, fine. You know, I'll write you a check and this whole thing will be over. How about that?
Great. That sounds great. Just make the check out to Laserdisc Lagoon.
I thought your name was Laser Lagoon now. Couldn't even bother to file the paperwork, could you?
No, not really.
Fine. Laser Lagoon it is. But I want you to tear up my membership, delete my files, and just never call me again.
Great. We can do that. And if in the notes portion of the check you could write Night Eyes 3 and Gator Bait...
Yeah, I will not be doing that.
Okay, fair enough. If you could just write erotic thriller.
Nope, won't be doing that either.
Okay, we'll be looking forward to that chat.
Okay. Thanks for listening to the show, Chip. I'm wasting everyone's time.
Great. We'll remove that red flag as soon as we get the chat.
All right, it doesn't matter.
Okay, have a good day.
Yeah, you too. That was awesome. That was super great. This show has been awful. And I'm sorry to everyone who was listening. Try to have a great segment. Guy calls in and just talks to me about my movies for a while, which I did not rent. And I have to, like, defend these choices. Makes me look like I'm lying, but I'm not. It's horrible. The only thing that made me feel better? Clear Spot, coming up next. Stay tuned. For more information about Dave and myself, you may visit mascotwedding.com. Podcasts, side projects, pictures, words. We're going to close the show out here with some of Canada's finest rock music by the band Sloan. People of the Sky, off the album Twice Removed. Goodbye, David.
Goodbye, Mac.
Goodbye, Austin.